Welcome to I'ma Talk About It. I'm Alicia E., empowerment coach and ancestral healer, and I'm here to teach you how to break generational cycles, self-advocate, and ascend to happiness without the guilt of wanting a better life for yourself. You don't have to choose the same path as those before you. You can choose a better way, your way. Because if we can each heal ourselves today, we can heal the world tomorrow, together.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. I am so excited to share with you this poem that I have created. And I want you to experience this poem in a state of openness so that you can receive all of the energy and the healing that will be presented to you. So if you can, I would love for you to be able to sit somewhere and close your eyes and be open to receiving, because this poem is a letter of hope and inspiration, but also a poem of recognition and realizing that we have work to do, but that when we are ready, the work can begin. So again, I hope that you enjoy, and please do close your eyes now and get ready. There is no resolution without first a solution, an awakening, a calling from whence we first knew it. To clear the path before us from war and destruction and all those who grew it. Let them hear you now, for I am the poet who stands tall, arm in arm with the ancestors, sisters, brothers, envies. I love them all. You cannot take our pride and our joy. Your hands are bloody and they constantly toy with the hate of many. It plagues us all, and we sleep with one eye open now. But the sun will rise again because we see you, and we feel you from when you were small. This life you've chosen was not the one you called, just a mere thorn in your knee that made you fall. From God's own eyes turned to dirty spies, but we are here to help you, lift you from your broken path. To wipe away your years of endless wrath that the child inside you has had to carry, alone and tired and just barely able to breathe a breath of newness, filled with flowers and their sweet dewness. It is safe now to be in a place of family. We reach our hands out, our hearts out, when you are finally ready. To be as one, like we've only just begun. Thank you so much. I really hope that you were able to receive the energy in the words that I shared with you, that I channeled through myself for everybody to hear. And I hope that you had a deep shift within your energy. And now every day you commit to wholeheartedly showing up for change. And remembering that if we desire to see and experience a different world, we have to actively work together to change it, which means we have to be open to receiving information, even if it is hard. We have to be open to believing in a possibility where we can have a conversation about race and ethnicity and gender and war and sustainability and come to resolutions and solutions. We cannot create change from the parts of us that are broken. We have to heal and mend and build a bridge again so everyone can walk across it together. And we have to be able to admit where maybe we've been a little closed off ourselves to change because of our pain, which many of us have been there. But it never serves anybody on either side. So again, I hope that when you heard this poem and you received it or you read it, you experienced it, that you are now fully committed and you carry a deeper level of understanding and compassion for everyone you see, even if someone has hurt you. Because we are all a product of our past and our present. So in those moments, you take a deep breath and you remember to meet the anger and the wrath and the confusion of others with love and openness and a belief that they can change if we all change, allowing a second chance safely to begin the work that we all know needs to be done. So I am sending you all so much love and so many hugs every single day. If you want to experience more of my poetry, I am a part of the Unleashed group, and you can find it there. And I will also be sharing certain ones on my podcasts and certain ones on the website. And again, I send you all the love, and make sure you wake up committed to change, inspire others, and wholeheartedly love. Thank you again for showing up today, for showing up for me, for showing up for yourself, and as always, for helping to create a better world. I will see you next time.
Hey, if you're ready to ascend to happiness and live the life you've always wanted, join me in my Empowered Living Facebook group for socially conscious healers, witches, and spirituals, and sign up to get my free Empowered 5 Practices to Ascended Happiness guide. It's helped others expand their consciousness and soar beyond sight, sound, and imagination in just one day. It's the catalyst you need to embrace your magic and change the world. Just click the link in the show notes, and I'll see you in the group next time.